And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. District races are heating up in the larger classes on the fast-pitch softball diamond. Elk City Elkettes pounded out 17 runs on 15 hits in a demolition of Kingfisher yesterday, 17-5. Blakely Ball, Ella Satilli, Aubrey Pogue, and Lou Wyatt all had multiple hits. Everyone in the lineup recorded at least one hit. Pogue knocked in five. Satilli pushed across three. Pogue and J.C. Baker combined in the circle for five innings. They gave up three earned combined, struck out 11, walked one. Elsewhere in the district, Bethany whipped Mount St. Mary's 21-1. So the standings in 4A1 look like this. Weatherford leads at 4-0. Bethany's next with a 4-1 mark. Woodward's third with 4-2. Elk City's fourth at 2-2. Kingfisher's next at 2-5. Clinton 1-4. Mount St. Mary's is 0-3. Today's a big day in district-wide. Weatherford travels to Bethany. Woodward comes to Elk City. Let's go out and support the Elkettes live in person at the Fiveplex, or you can tune in to BigElkTV.com for the live stream at 5 o'clock. Merritt took a big step toward a 2A1 district title yesterday, shutting out Mangum on the road 10-0. Oilerettes are atop the standings 2-0. Mangum's 2-2. Texoma's third, but they've yet to play a district game. Hooker's in the cellar at 0-2. Hobart handed Hinton their first district loss, 5-3. Sayre swept a doubleheader from Watonga, 14-3 and 11-7. Hobart leads District 2A2 at 4-0. Hinton's next at 2-1. Sayre's an even 2-2 in third. And Watonga's last at 0-5. A few fall baseball results yesterday. Navajo shut out Blair 8-0 and Chattanooga 14-0. Canute edged Union City 4-3 but fell to Fort Cobb-Broxton 3-0. Cheyenne rocked Eric 18-1. Duke hammered Sweetwater 15-6. Granite put it on Hammond 12-4 and Visine beat up on Arnett 12-2. Oklahoman released their high school football rankings this week. Class 4A, it's Wagner 1, Blanchard 2, Tuttle 3, Poto 4. Big Elks come in 5th. Newcastle jumped up to 6th. Clinton 7. Hilldale 8. Weatherford slides to 9th. And Ada is in the rankings at number 10. In Class B, you got Sealing at number 3. Tipton's number 1 in Class C. Mount View Godibo is 4th. U.S. Ryder Cup captain Zach Johnson made his 6 captain's picks this morning to fill out his 12-team squad that he'll take to Italy at the end of September. First four were almost universally accepted by most observers. It was Brooks Koepka, Colin Morikawa, Jordan Spieth, and former Oklahoma State Cowboy Ricky Fowler. Last two, especially one of them, has caused some consternation. Sam Burns was the 5th choice, and then Justin Thomas was the last choice. People fired up about the inclusion of Thomas, who did struggle, to say the least, throughout most of the season. But the case for Thomas is simple. He might be the best American to play in team competitions. 6-2-1 in Ryder Cups, 10-3-2 in President's Cups. That means he's 16-5-3 overall in team competitions. Last time the Ryder Cup was played in Europe, he went out first on Sunday singles, took down Rory McIlroy. He's 4-1 in Ryder Cups in Europe. 6 picks joined the automatic qualifiers Xander Schauffele, Scotty Scheffler, Max Homa, Brian Harman, Wyndham Clark, and Patrick Cantlay. It'll be the first time an American side will travel across the pond with a winning combined Ryder Cup record amongst the 12 team members since 1993. Coincidentally, that's the last time the U.S. brought home the Ryder Cup from European soil. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.